Today, after, as the chairman said, after nearly 4 years of work, the House is finally considering the 2014 Farm Bill Conference Report. It's been a challenging and at times frustrating process. I think everybody will agree. But through it, the Ag Committee persevered, and we did what we've always done. We worked together. The report before us today represents a compromise. I know this is rare in Washington, but that's what needed to actually get something done around this place. I didn't get everything I wanted. The chairman didn't get everything he wanted. And that's how the compromise works. For example, there's been a lot of discussion about dairy, but we are moving away from the old dairy program to a new program that I think is much more sensible, that has market signals in it to deal with overproduction. The only question I have is whether they're going to be strong enough. We'll find out as we go through the process. In the commodity title, you know, I'm still disappointed we didn't go to planted acres. I think it would have been a smart thing to do, but it wasn't to be. At the end of the day, I believe my reservations are outweighed by the need to provide a long-term certainty for agriculture and nutrition programs and the many positive improvements and reforms included in the final bill. Among other things, the conference report will protect and improve the crop insurance system, probably the most important safety net, continues current sugar policy, streamlines conservation programs so that we can continue to preserve our natural resources, provides a disaster assistance for livestock producers, applies conservation protections to crop insurance, and recognizes the growing consumer demand for fresh fruits, vegetables, and local foods and organics. So in closing, I want to thank the chairman for his work and congratulate him for getting us, working with us to get to a final conclusion here. Also for his members, our members, for their support and hanging in there to get to this point. And I also want to thank the Agriculture Committee staff who have been working so hard over these last years, night and day, through all these different situations we've been in. And I would like to submit their names for the record.